Next up, we have Johnny Flaherty. And Johnny usually does some wonderful spoken word for us with a perfect voice for doing that. So let's give him a warm welcome.
Tonight I'm going to read an old Christmas poem from Scotland. It was written in the early 1800s by one Sir Walter Scott. It's called Christmas in the Olden Time. Thought it might be proper for this olden tavern where we meet. Christmas in the Olden Time. Heap on more wood. The wind is chill. But let it whistle as it will. We'll keep our Christmas merry still. Each age has deemed the newborn year the fittest time for festal cheer. And well our Christmas sires of old love when the years its course had rolled and brought blithe Christmas back again with all his hospitable train. Domestic and religious rite gave honor to the holy night. On Christmas Eve the bells were rung. On Christmas Eve the mass was sung. The only night in all the year saw the stoled priest the chalice rear. The damsel donned her kirtle sheen. The hall was dressed with holly green. Forth to the wood did merry men go to gather in the mistletoe. Then opened wide the baron's hall to vassal, tenant, serf, and all. Power laid his rod and rule aside, and ceremony doffed his pride. The heir, with roses in his shoes, that night might village partner choose. The lord, underogating, share the vulgar game of post and pair. All hailed with uncontrolled delight, and general voice, the happy night that to the cottage, as the crown, brought tidings of salvation down. The fire with well-dried logs supplied, when roaring up the chimney wide. The huge hall's table's oaken face, scrubbed till it shone, the day to grace. Bore then upon the massive board, no mark to part the squire and lord. Then was brought in the lusty brawn by old blue-coated serving man. Then the grim boar's head frowned on high, crested with bays and rosemary. Well can the green-garbed ranger tell how, when, and where the monster fell, what dogs before his death he tore, and all the baiting of the boar. The wassail round in good brown bold, garnished with ribbon, blithely troweled. There the huge sirloin reeked hard by plum porridge stood, and Christmas pie. Nor failed old Scotland to produce at such high tide her savory goose. Then came the merry maskers in, and carols roared with blithesome din. If unmelodious was the song, it was a hearty note and strong. Who lists may in their mumming see traces of ancient mystery. White shirts supplied the masquerade, and smutted cheeks the visor made. But oh, what maskers richly dight can boast of bosoms half so light. England was merry England when old Christmas brought his sports again. 'Twas Christmas broached the mightiest ale. 'Twas Christmas told the merriest tale. A Christmas gamble oft would cheer a poor man's heart through half the year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Johnny. That was perfect for tonight. Let's give Johnny a